This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations is warning that climate change is threatening the lives of millions of people throughout the world, and the demand for humanitarian aid could rise 50% by 2030. The UN's World Meteorological Organization reported Tuesday that more weather-related disasters such as heat waves, storms, and droughts are occurring each year. The head of that agency said climate change poses threats to human life, to ecosystems, to economies, and to societies for centuries to come. The 2020 State of Climate Services report said 11,000 disasters attributed to weather have taken place over the past 50 years, causing 2 million deaths and $3.6 trillion worth of economic damage. The report also said 108 million people worldwide needed humanitarian help in 2018 because of natural disasters. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett underwent a second day of her confirmation hearings with members of the U.S. Senate today. She declined to answer a range of questions from lawmakers on how she might rule on legal disputes if she's confirmed to fill the vacancy left by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the country's highest court. Barrett said she would not let her personal and religious views determine how she would decide cases. She said, "I have no agenda and I'll follow the law." Barrett declined to say how she might rule on abortion, gun ownership, and the Affordable Care Act, the health care law facing a challenge before the Supreme Court on November the 10th. She also rebuffed a question on whether she would recuse herself from considering any legal disputes arising from the November 3rd national election. One of the competitors in that election, of course, is the man who nominated her, U.S. President Donald Trump. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Thousands of conservative Muslims marched in Indonesia's capital on Tuesday demanding that the government revoke a new law they say will cripple labor rights. Some of those protesters clashed with police. Authorities blocked streets leading to the presidential palace in Jakarta for clashes between riot police and rock-throwing demonstrators, including workers and students, broke out last Thursday. The job creation law, approved by Parliament last week, is expected to substantially change Indonesia's labor system and natural resources management. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson paused its late-stage clinical trials of COVID-19 vaccine after a participant was diagnosed with an unexplained illness. The pause was first reported on Monday by the healthcare news site website Stat, which obtained a document the country sent to outside researchers. The company said in a statement that so-called adverse events, such as illnesses and accidents, are an expected part of a clinical study, especially with such a large number of participants. It also said the hold was a study pause and not a clinical hold, which is imposed by a formal health regulatory agency. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine trial is the second to be put on hold after a volunteer became ill after receiving the vaccine. U.S.-based drug maker AstraZeneca halted its late-stage trial of a vaccine early last month after a volunteer in Britain was diagnosed with transverse myelitis. That's an inflammatory syndrome that affects the spinal cord and is often sparked by viral infections. Soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo has tested positive for coronavirus. That's according to the Portuguese Soccer Federation. The federation says Ronaldo, currently playing for the Portuguese national team in Nations League play, has shown no symptoms. He's expected to self-quarantine. The PGA Tour says golf pro Dustin Johnson has tested positive for COVID-19. The 36-year-old American has withdrawn from this week's CJ Cup in Las Vegas and instead will be self-isolating. He said he's very disappointed to miss the tournament. Facebook says it will block ads that discourage people from getting vaccinated, including flu shots and COVID-19 vaccine, if one becomes available. In a blog post, the social media giant said the ban was part of a larger attempt to support vaccine efforts. The ban will take effect in just a few days. Facebook will still allow, quote, ads that advocate for or against legislation or government policies around vaccines, including a COVID-19 vaccine. You can find more on these stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.